Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Bellring Brands, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but is definitely worth a closer look if you're hunting for solid, long-term opportunities in the consumer goods space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Bellring Brands tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while sprinkling in some key financial insights and recent developments to keep things interesting. So, grab a coffee. Let's unpack this together and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, Bellring Brands is a player in the nutrition and wellness sector, focusing on protein-packed products like shakes, powders, and bars that cater to the health-conscious crowd. They're part of the broader consumer staples sector, specifically in the packaged foods and nutrition industry, and they've carved out a niche by targeting fitness enthusiasts and folks looking for convenient, high-protein options. With a decent market cap and a growing presence, they're not a small fry, but they're not a household giant either, yet. Now let's touch on some recent buzz around Bellring Brands. Based on the latest updates, the company has been making waves with strong financial performance in their most recent quarterly and full-year results for 2024. We're talking impressive revenue growth and profitability metrics that caught my eye, alongside some strategic moves to expand their production capacity. Performance-wise, the stock has shown solid gains over various timeframes, particularly over the past year, outpacing many peers in their industry. But, as we'll see, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. There are challenges to consider. So, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the SWOT analysis to figure out what's driving this company and what could trip them up down the road. Strengths. Robust financial performance. Bellring Brands knocked it out of the park in their Q4 and full year 2024 earnings, with revenue growth that's turning heads. Their income statement shows consistent increases in revenue and net income over recent years, which signals a strong operational foundation. For long-term investors, this kind of steady growth is exactly what you want to see. It's a sign they're not just a flash in the pan. High profit margins. Digging into their key metrics, their gross profit margin and net profit margin are both impressive for their sector. This tells me they're not just selling a lot, they're making good money on each sale, which is a fantastic indicator of pricing power and cost control. That's a big green flag for anyone looking to hold this stock for the long haul. Strong cash flow generation. Their cash flow statements reveal healthy operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers. This isn't just about profits on paper. They've got the cash to reinvest in growth or weather any storms. For us investors, that liquidity is a safety net that can't be overlooked. Focused product innovation. From their latest earnings call, it's clear they're doubling down on innovation, rolling out new products to keep up with consumer trends. They're not sitting still. And in a competitive space like nutrition, staying ahead of the curve with fresh offerings is a major strength. Weaknesses. Debt levels raise eyebrows. Let's not sugarcoat this. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. While they're generating cash, a heavy debt load can be a drag if interest rates climb or if growth stalls. For long-term investors, this is something to monitor because it could limit flexibility down the line. Limited geographic diversification. Looking at their revenue breakdown by region, a significant chunk comes from a concentrated market. If something goes south in their primary regions, think economic downturns or regulatory changes, it could hit their top line hard. They need to spread their wings a bit more to mitigate this risk. Dependence on niche market. While their focus on protein and nutrition products is a strength, it's also a double-edged sword. They're heavily tied to fitness and wellness trends. If consumer preferences shift away from high-protein diets, they could struggle to pivot quickly. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's worth keeping an eye on. Opportunities. Expanding production capacity. One of the standout points from their 2024 earnings call was their investment in scaling up production capabilities. This isn't just about meeting current demand, it's about preparing for future growth. If they execute well, this could be a game changer, allowing them to capture more market share and boost revenues significantly. growing health and wellness trend, the broader industry trend is in their favor. More people are prioritizing health, fitness, and convenient nutrition, and BellRing Brands is well positioned to ride this wave. Their product categories align perfectly with where consumer spending is headed, which could fuel long-term growth. Potential for global expansion. Since their geographic footprint is currently limited, there's a huge runway for international growth. If they can crack into emerging markets or expand in regions where protein products are gaining traction, the upside could be massive. This is something I'd love to see them prioritize in the coming years. Attractive valuation metrics. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages, with analyst estimates suggesting the stock isn't overpriced for its growth potential. For value-focused investors, this could be a sweet spot to buy in before the market fully prices in their growth story. Threats. Competitive pressure in nutrition space. The packaged foods and nutrition industry is a shark tank. Big players and trendy startups alike are constantly vying for shelf space and consumer attention. BellRing Brands needs to keep innovating and marketing aggressively to avoid getting squeezed out. Economic sensitivity. While their products cater to a dedicated audience, a broader economic slowdown could impact discretionary spending on premium nutrition items. If wallets get tight, some consumers might opt for cheaper alternatives, which could dent their growth. Regulatory risks. The food and nutrition sector is heavily regulated, and any changes in labeling laws, health claims, or ingredient restrictions could throw a wrench in their operations. This is especially true if they expand globally and face varying standards in different markets. Industry performance volatility. While BellRing Brands has outperformed recently, the broader industry and sector performance metrics show mixed results over different timeframes. If the sector as a whole takes a hit, say, due to supply chain issues or shifting consumer habits, it could drag them down too, regardless of their individual strengths. All right, let's zoom out for a second and tie this all together with some broader insights. BellRing Brands is showing a lot of promise, especially with their financials firing on all cylinders and their strategic focus on scaling up. That said, the debt levels and reliance on a niche market are nagging concerns that could bite if not addressed. For short and medium-term trends, keep an eye on how their production expansion plays out. It could be a catalyst for the stock if they deliver. Also, watch for any news on international moves. That's where I think the real long-term juice lies. Valuation-wise, they're not screamingly cheap, but they're not overvalued either, so there's room for growth if they execute. As we wrap up, here's my take for long-term investors. BellRing Brands has the makings of a solid portfolio addition if you're bullish on the health and wellness megatrend. Their financial strength and growth initiatives are compelling, but you've got to weigh that against the debt and competitive risks. It's not a slam dunk, but it's definitely a contender worth watching closely. Do your own digging, of course, and keep tabs on their next few quarters to see if they can sustain this momentum. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights here at MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop a comment with your thoughts on BellRing Brands or any other stocks you'd like us to cover next. Until then, keep building that wealth. And I'll catch you in the next one.